Chris Robinson joined the John Maxwell team on March of 2011, was on the very first phone call with over 10,000 people on that very first phone call. So we have been a part of it ever since then. And so for myself, I have do this full time and only use John Maxwell material and content in my coaching, speaking, and training, and have done full time since day one. I've been to all 7 trainings. And February will be number 8 for me. So definitely love every single part of this team. So number one, what sold me on the John Maxwell team? Well, there was a couple different things that sold me on the John Maxwell team. And really, I was at a point to where it was exactly what I was looking for. The first thing was the opportunity to be able to learn from John Maxwell. Obviously, being one of the number one leadership guru in the world and one of the greatest speakers, you know, of my time, to have that opportunity to be able to learn firsthand from him, just thought that was absolutely amazing. The second thing that sold me into the program would have to be the content, being able to springboard off of that content. You know, up until that point, I may have had a good 20 minutes of content, and, you know, that was about it. But if someone wanted me to do a 90-minute, a half-day, or full-day training seminar, absolutely not. It was just out of the question, because that's where I was at the time. So first one would be John, the second would be content, and the third would be the structure of which I was going to be able to learn this overall business and to becoming a speaker, coach, and trainer full-time, you know, having a layout and a flow for me. So those would be the main reasons of what sold me on the John Maxwell team. Number two, what was my why? Why did I purchase this program, or what was I looking for? I purchased the program because it was exactly what I was looking for at the time. I was looking for a skeleton or a blueprint to follow of people that had already gone down that path. But to be able to do it underneath the John Maxwell umbrella, that just was a bonus for it. So at that time, I had started a business, tried to start a coaching business about a year prior, but I didn't know how to scale the business. I knew I had to do one of two things. Either I had to have a whole lot of clients, or I had to charge a whole lot of money. I didn't see either one of those happening very fast. And then from the speaking perspective, I didn't know how to go from free to fee. And so I was really kind of, how do I build this business? And I really didn't know how to make it work. I had taken some singular type courses. There was like one-off courses. It was a 90-day program, but maybe it was just on speaking, a 90-day program, or it was just on coaching. And so they were singular, and with this one being all together, I thought that was exactly what I needed. Number three, what held me back or what was I afraid of? I think I'm probably with the masses there. What holds back is the money for the most part. And it wasn't the choice of was I going to spend the money. That was a no-brainer. I knew exactly that this was for me. For me, it was how do I get into the paid-in-full program, and I didn't have the money that day. So, fortunately for me, I was able to get a little bit of time there. I put the down payment down and then had a small window of time in order to come up with the other $4,000 in order to make that happen, to still be able to participate in that. So that was a great deal of help for me. But I really didn't have anything that was holding me back from purchasing outside of the money. What did the program coordinator tell me that was helpful in my decision-making process? That I could still participate in the paid in full, even though I didn't have the full paid in full that day. So at that time, you know, with that being the very first round, I think we may have had 2 or 3 program directors at that time, and I had referred like 2 people in. They had both got into the program, and I still hadn't got a call back from anybody. So I ended up calling back who my friend had went through, and it turns out it was Scott Fay that he had talked to, and so I had called Scott. It said, hey, I want to join. Here's my info. I want to do the paid in full, but I don't have the money today. Could I have a few days to figure out how to come up with that? He said yes, and then that allowed for me to participate in that paid in full group. Because I think there is a big difference in participating in that additional time with John than there is not participating in that. And so I think that was a huge help in that decision-making progress. What impressed me about the sales process, I think it was different then than it is now. What impresses me about the sales process now is the amount of information that you guys have available to the person before you even talk to them. I mean, when someone's interested or uninterested, they're looking online anyway. They're trying to find everything that they can. And with you providing so much with the behind-the-look scene inside the university, with the videos that are sent along, with the explanation video and all the documentation have, I think that that really looks great right now, especially ahead of time and giving them some time to digest that before you actually speak with them. Number six, what does it mean to be a John Maxwell team member? You know, that means a lot to me because it means several different things to me. It means being a part of a community that wants to make a difference with people that want to make a difference. So very proud to be a part of this team. And what does it mean to me? I really break it down into three things. Whenever I have people call me for references or they're wanting to check it out with somebody, you know, I make sure that I, you know, these are typically the three things that I tell them that it's done for me when I get those phone calls. You know, the first thing that it did for me was that it provided me content for me to build off of. You know, as I explained in my first answer, I'm not very good from just straight scratch, but if you give me something to work with, I can make something out of it. And so obviously we got some of the best content in the world, so that makes it really easy for me. So I got content. You know, prior to this program, I had about a good 20 minutes of content, and someone asked me to do a 90-minute, a half-day or a full-day workshop. That was out of the question. There was just no way I was going to be able to do that. So the content. The second thing that it gave me was support, and support through by way of the mentors inside the program, because in every other program that you participate in, it's usually singular, meaning that, you know, you're just going to get training in coaching, or you're just going to get training in speaking, or you're just going to get coaching in overall business practice. But not having a specific mentor in all the different areas, and for me, dollar for dollar, that just broke it down to where this is a no-brainer, because I'm getting help in all these different areas, not just one area, so I can pick and choose what I want. So number one was it's content. It's the first thing that I got from it, also along with the John Maxwell name. The second is the support that I needed to build this business. And then the third thing is community and relationships. You know, I've met, you know, there's no community like it on the planet. And the people that are in my life now and are just so amazing. And I can't think of the last day that I didn't talk to another John Maxwell team member by phone, by text, by email. Every single day for the last couple of years, 2.5 years at least, you know, 3 years at least, every single day I've talked to another John Maxwell team member, and it just helps with that overall progress, having people from all over the world that are going down this path that you're going down in personal growth. So that's been huge for me. So content, support, relationships has been huge. So for the sales team, hopefully this input was helpful. If you do have any more questions at all, please feel free to give me a call. I'll be more than happy to answer any for you. Thanks a lot. Have a great day.